All right. Alors, bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket de Laval. Hello everyone. Welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. We're with forward Ryan Perling. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Okay, so first question, Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
In the last game, it was the first time in a while that you weren't on a line with Joel Teasdale and Joe Blandisi. Can you talk a bit about how it was making that adjustment, playing on the top line and playing with those two new line mates?
Yeah, definitely different. I mean, me, Teaser, and Blender have been doing really well together lately. So, and then we obviously had some bodies that got banged up and everything got switched around. So there's a little bit of adversity to deal with there, but I thought we handled it well. And I always say, like, our structure is, I think everyone's kind of on tack. So when you move around it for a game or two, I don't think it's too hard. It's obviously a little different offensively when you're in the zone. You kind of know and get used to where those guys are. So that might be a little different, but I think our structure is so well that everyone kind of goes off of that, and it makes it a little easier when you do have to have that adversity in games.
It must be good to finally be home off of that long road trip, but not too much rest with five games in the next 9 nights for you guys. What's the key to really staying fresh for every one of those games?
Yeah, I mean, we're probably one of the more well-conditioned teams in the league. We kind of pride ourselves on that. So I think just staying fresh mentally is a big thing too. I mean, we're obviously in a hot start. We're kind of in a hot streak right now, so it's easy to stay ready mentally. So I think it's honestly good for us that we're playing a lot of games in this short amount of time. I mean, we're used to it, and I think that we're in a good rhythm. So I think if we can just kind of keep that going at home, it'll be good for our team.
And just last but not least, of course, we all know that Cole Caulfield will be joining the team next week. What are you looking forward to with him joining the roster and getting to work with him?
Yeah, I think he'll be a great additive to our team. I mean, our power play's been pretty solid lately, and I know that he can definitely add to that. So I'm excited to see. I mean, he's obviously done it all throughout his career where he can put the puck in the back of the net, and that's kind of a skill to have that some people don't really understand. I mean, it makes it look easy. So I'm excited to watch him and kind of see him progress with this team that we have.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Amy. Prochaine question, Marc-Antoine Godin. Marc-Antoine, c'est à toi.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey.
Nice to see you. It's been a while since I talked to you. Listen, you mentioned in the earlier answer, Joel Teasdale. You've been playing with him for quite a while there. What's your appreciation overall of the way his season has been? You know, it's been he didn't play for so long and came back and is still a rookie at the AHL level. So what's your perspective on what he's been able to accomplish this season?
Yeah, it's special. I mean, he's a great player, and like you said, he sat out for a long time. So for him to come back and start off and do what he's been doing is awesome to see. I mean, he's a great guy, and I love him as a teammate. But he's a great player as well. And I mean, playing with him, you realize how good he is. I mean, he's really good and tight, and can handle the puck really well. And I think that his body positioning and winning battles is something that you can't take for granted. So whenever he has one-on-one battles in the net, you know that he's probably going to end up winning that. So you can cheat a little bit to try to get open to have him. Get you on a good pass. So I think his hockey IQ is one of the things I appreciate a lot about him, and it makes it easy to play with.
And for you personally, I mean, do you feel as though right now you play probably your best hockey since you joined the Rocket?
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, it's I mean, we got a great team, and for me, I know I took this summer very seriously. I mean, it was nice to have 8 or 9 months where you can kind of focus off on the offering stuff, and I got a lot stronger and faster, so I think that's kind of helped out with my game. And then obviously just the little details, winning battles and doing things like that, that kind of help you create offense. So I think I've gotten a lot more consistent in my game with that part, and you can see it paying off in the long run.
Awesome. Thanks a lot and good luck
Thank you.
with that mustache.
Thanks.
Merci Marc-Antoine. Prochaine question, on va y aller avec Simon Olivier Laurent. Simon Olivier, c'est à toi.
Merci. Juste savoir en commençant, est-ce que je peux avoir quelques questions? Il y a beaucoup de monde dans le line-up.
Ouais, non, il n'y a pas de trouble, tu peux y aller avec un follow-up.
OK. Hey, Ryan. Sorry for this interruption. This week is going to be 2 years since you played your first game with the Montreal Canadiens, the famous three goals game. How do you see the road since then? Is it like it's already been 2 years because it's been fast, or is it do you see like it's been a long road with a lot of bumps and everything? We kind of forget that you're only 22 and you're still at this stage of your career. How do you see this path of yourself?
Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster of events for me, but I think I wouldn't want it any other way. I think if you just go straight to the top, I mean, for some guys it works out, but I think everyone has their own path. And for me, I think if I were to just continue playing there, I think I'd miss a lot on the little details and learning not just to play in the NHL for a few years, but have a career in it. So I think that through the process, you have to learn that. That's the biggest part of it, is learning and figuring out things and figuring out yourself. So I think for me, it's a good step, and I've been playing well lately, and I think I just want to translate this and get to know as much as I can and do that when I get the chance to play in the NHL, hopefully at some point.
You're approaching your 100 pro game with both the NHL and the AHL. How do you see the progress you've made so far?
I think I've done well. I mean, there's been a lot of adversity, and there's a lot of learning to do. I mean, coming from college at such a young age too, when you're 20 years old, I think it's definitely a big step and something that you got to go into. I mean, I was moving away from home for the first time, going to a different country. So I think it's a lot. And for me, I think it just shows how far I've come. So it's pretty exciting, I guess. I didn't even know that.
How do you see your role changing with the Rocket this year? It's your second full year with this team. I listened to a game where you were mic'd. You're very vocal with your teammates. Do you feel like you've taken a step as a leader?
Yeah, for sure. I think when you just get more comfortable with the guys, and I think our team's done a really good job with that, where everyone has a voice, I think it makes it a lot easier to stay into the game and just kind of hype your teammates up too. So just doing that for me helps me just kind of concentrate on the game and the task at hand. And I think that's kind of a big part of what I can bring to the team as well, as just helping out other guys and being vocal that, I mean, if I'm doing the right thing, hopefully someone else will kind of follow my lead as well.
Where do you see yourself in the Montreal Canadiens organization right now? The team just got Eric Staal through a trade. Do you feel that you kind are you still waiting your turn? How do you see this?
I don't think too much of it. I just think for myself, you're just kind of competing with yourself to see, like, you can be the best player that you can be. So for me, that's kind of what I'm focused on right now. And we have a great team here. And for me to just do the best that I can do in the AHL, I think is the best thing I can do for myself, to just prove like who I am as a player. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing. And it's helped me a lot with this year and the success that I've had so far.
Just the last one here. You said it yourself, the Rocket is on a hot streak, very hot streak, actually. What would be the most important thing behind this streak and explaining the streak, actually?
I just think that we don't get complacent. I mean, it's easy to, when things are going your way, to get complacent and kind of not lay back, but just get comfortable with where you are. And I think it starts at the top, and our coaching staff does a great job with always staying honest and playing the right way. Even if we do have a good game, there's still things that you can work on, because hockey is a game of mistakes. So I think just regardless, I mean, our streak's been well, but we all know that we got better in us and we can improve in a lot of certain areas. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing for us, is that we're always just trying to get better.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right. Merci, Simon. Next question will go with Julian McKenzie. Julian, you're up.
Hey, Ryan, please forgive me. I had some sound issues with the Zoom. So if this question has already been asked, you can say. I just wanted to ask a question with regards to Cole Caulfield. We all know he's supposed to be coming into the team in a matter of days. We know he's doing video sessions with you guys. You mentioned the fact that you had to have an adjustment period when you were coming from college to go play in the pro ranks. Any words of advice for Cole? Have you had the opportunity to speak to him since it was announced that he was signing? Or do you have any bits of advice for him on how we can make that adjustment from college to pro?
I think for myself, it's just, I mean, especially a guy like him where he's so used to scoring and stuff. I think it's just don't overthink it. Just be yourself. I mean, for him, he got to where he is because of what he's been doing. So I think if he can just stick with that and be yourself. Obviously there's adjustments that you can make along the way, but at the beginning, I mean, don't overthink it and just be yourself. I mean, and trust that you're the player that you've always been. I think that's the biggest thing.
When it was announced that Cole Caulfield was going to join the team, was there any reaction from you guys or anyone else on the team when the news was announced?
I mean, nothing crazy. I think it's always, I mean, in pro hockey, there's always new guys coming in and out with injuries, especially this year and the whole pandemic. So I think it's just another guy to have, and we're all super excited. I mean, we know what he can bring to the table. So I think it'll be a good addition for us, and I'm excited to play with him as a teammate and see how he does.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julian. Last question for you, Ryan. We'll go with Benoit Rioux. Benoit, c'est à toi.
Hi, Ryan. Just a quick one. I just want to know if you follow the games of St. Cloud State and the NCAA, and what's your feeling about these guys. Do you still know some guys here, and are you excited for them?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, the coaching staff in general too, they're some of the best coaches I've ever had. I still talk to them quite a bit. So I'm excited for the program. And yeah, a few of the guys I played with, I'd say the juniors and seniors are some of the guys that I played with. And then every year they actually come to my cabin. When it started my year on Memorial Day, our whole team would go to my cabin. And then even when I'm off the team, like this year, their whole team went to my cabin and I got to go with them. So, and just kind of unwind and get away from hockey. So it's exciting and it's a cool tradition, but I'm looking forward to that game for sure. It'll be exciting to see how they do.
There's one former teammate that you still in touch with and that you are particularly happy for him.
I mean, one of my roommates, Luke Jaycox, he ended up scoring his first goal of the year against BC to, I think it was the game winning goal it ended up being. So for him to do that, and I mean, he's a stay at home defenseman, but he's an unbelievable guy, and I was excited for him. And then also another guy that comes to mind is Easton Brodzinski. I feel terrible for him. He ended up breaking, I think he broke one of his leg bones during the game, so he'll be out for it. But I don't know, just that guy's always been a great player and a good friend of mine. So I feel for him, but he's in high spirits right now, which is good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks.
So we'll be back in a few minutes with head coach Joël Bouchard. On va être de retour dans quelques instants avec l'entraîneur-chef Joël Bouchard.